Miss Ada leaves Ireland for the New World. It is the night before I am to go, and Mommy says to me, Ada, this is the last time we will speak. A girl like you won't have any wish to come back to a place like this. Ah, ma'am, I say, taking her hands in mine, but we both know the truth of it. Once I close the door on our house in Tagora, I will be gone for good and all. No one comes home from the New World once they go to it. Mummy thinks it is just a fagiri I took, to leave my Dublin home and my position with a baronet and sail for America. She says I have too many notions. But ever since my Auntie Mary Maher and her family left Tipperary to go across the sea, I have thought about going myself. My Auntie Mary's letters spill with Massachusetts, Washington, and Connecticut, and the names of these places have always been like songs in my ear. At night, I whisper to myself the spots she mentions. They are lullabies to help me toward sleep. The District of Columbia, Hartford, Amherst. Massachusetts, I often say to Rose. Massachusetts. What do you suppose a name like that means? Today I am up before everyone else. I sit at the table alone and spoon cold stirabout into my mouth. Mammy left a bowl out for me. She never likes a lingering goodbye, so I bade farewell to her before we turned in. Rose lay deep into my side in our shared bed, sobbing for hours until she drifted off. I was awake most of the night, listening to the sleep sounds of my sisters and wondering what might lie ahead. Daddy comes into the kitchen, stands by the stove and sighs.
You're off, so, he says.
I am, Daddy. He takes me the 5 miles to the train station in the baronet's trap. He does not speak until we are on the platform.
Godspeed, Ada.
He hugs me close. Goodbye, Daddy. I will write.
You'll write to your mother, I suppose, he says. Stay amidships if the swells bother you, and keep your eyes in the horizon.